A Box of Cigars and a Can-Do Attitude, a Matt Foggy fic written by Marvel the V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Angel Matt Murdock is sent to Earth on a mission, find a cure for his blindness, and then return to Heaven to serve. He meets Foggy Nelson and abandons the mission instead. Angels can be that way, like changes in the wind, impossible to predict. Snow fell thick and fast around him as he stood outside Foggy's apartment building, waiting for the very stroke of midnight on Christmas Eve. They called him his human weakness, Franklin Percy Nelson. Of course, Matt stopped listening partway through, as he was wont to do at times. He only paid attention to the words, his human. He liked that sentiment. It was sweet, and it felt true. The other angels were all talk anyway. They didn't know Foggy, not like Matt did. They didn't think humans were worth all the fuss. They're all the same, he'd been told a number of times. He couldn't believe that was true. What did Elektra know anyway? She was all about the mission. That was her purpose, wasn't it? Black Sky, commander of the 124th Angel Legion. Matt didn't command anything himself. He wanted once. As a fledgling, he thought of himself as one of Heaven's soldiers. Then it happened. He didn't know how or why. He was looking out over the cosmos 1 minute, marveling at the distant stars of far-flung worlds. And then the stars flickered out, and it was all space, a void, dark, empty, complete, total blindness. It was unheard of for an angel. Many of his brothers and sisters tried to heal him, and they couldn't. Matt didn't try. If angels more powerful than him couldn't restore his sight, what could he do? He quickly grew weary of the many prayers to his father, the frequent laying on of angelic hands as they tried to remove his brokenness from him, his one great flaw. They gave him a new name in Heaven after nearly a millennium passed without the return of his sight. The Abomination. The angel who couldn't stand Wedge as the others did, as was their charge over the Earth. He was expelled from the Heavenly Realm, charged with finding a cure. He didn't find one, partially because he didn't look. That was funny. Foggy told Matt so. He met him quite by accident. Even angels jaywalked sometimes. Matt submitted to the relevant law enforcement authorities because he felt that he should. It was only polite that a first-time visitor to New York should only abide by the rules and make it right when he broke them. Foggy just turned up at the police station with a box of cigar and a can-do attitude. Matt walked free less than 10 minutes later. Foggy bought him a beer and Matt told him his life story, the true version, down to every last detail. Angels didn't lie or deceive. That was for demons, and humans when they felt like it. Foggy asked for signs, and Matt gave them. His wings were pretty incontrovertible evidence of his heavenly origins. He kept them hidden at most other times. He could hear and sense when the humans stared at him. They tended to whisper behind their hands. Foggy didn't, though. The first time he touched Matt was so tentative and gentle. Matt allowed it. It was the first time he'd been touched in a while without someone trying to correct the seemingly obvious flaw in a supposedly perfect angel. He'd long since come to understand that the reason the other angels failed to restore his sight was simply that they weren't meant to. It was higher than them, above the angels, above the heavens and the seas, something that his father alone allowed and could remove if or when he chose to. Searching out a cure was quite pointless, so he didn't try. He stayed with Foggy and learned about humans and hard work from him. He also learned, after Foggy explained it, that jaywalking was only a minor infraction and he'd been arrested more due to Sergeant Mahoney's concern for his safety than because he'd broken a particularly important law. That set Matt's mind at ease and he worked off the fine Matt paid for him by helping out at his law office. He met other lawbreakers there and developed a new appreciation for the human race, riddled with flaws and imperfections as they seemed to be. His favorite human by far was Foggy. He failed to understand or even to explain why this was on the odd occasion that he received heavenly visitors who were concerned about his growing bond with a man. Folly, they called it. Weakness. To devote so much of his time to one mortal. A mere mortal, they called Foggy, like he was beneath them, and he was. He was lower than the angels, less powerful, the span of years a mere fraction to those of an angelic life, which was so long it seemed unending, incomprehensible to a human. They warned Matt of this often. A human would never understand him. Foggy was a dangerous influence, swaying him from his true mission, which seemed so self-serving now. Find a cure and return to us whole, Electra told him only last night. Her words just made Matt even more determined to stay with Foggy, leaving his mission unfulfilled, an act of defiance that risked damnation. He sighed and raised his face heavenwards, snowflake brushing against his skin with featherlight kisses. He kissed Foggy again last night. He'd only done that half a dozen times in the 3 years he'd known him. Foggy said they were taking it slow, but it fed fast to an angel who hadn't known such tender bliss in all his span of years, countless thousands. He'd never known anyone like Foggy. There were none like him in heaven. That was something that really troubled Matt. Angels were so focused and serving with perfection that they'd forgotten how to serve, indeed how to live, with love. They didn't love him or count him worthy to be among them without all-encompassing, perfect angelic vision. They couldn't see past it, and Foggy could. A bell tolled somewhere in the city. Midnight. Matt smiled and shook his head, rolling his shoulders and flexing his wings. He sprang towards the heavens, but didn't reach for them, rising less than 100 feet, landing on the snow-topped roof where he spent many nights as the devil of Hell's Kitchen. If he was going to be down for it, he may as well embrace it, right? Heaven's so-called abomination had a new name and a new home. Just inside that rooftop access door was Foggy Nelson, a human who wouldn't try to fix him, who would kiss him under the mistletoe, and who would love him more completely in the span of one mortal life than the angels would in years beyond number. He turned the door handle and made his choice. Foggy, forever.